Hey folks, welcome. Susan Baracco here. Welcome to the Momentum Coaching Call for the Accelerator Group. Glad you guys are here. If you would, I see Leslie, you're here, and Peter, thanks for joining so far. While we wait, I would love to have you just type in the chat real quick and confirm that you can hear me. I would appreciate that. Hey, Leslie. And a golden retriever. Yay! Puppies. And you can hear me. Thanks. Thanks. And while we're waiting, people are going to be joining us here over the next minute or so. If you would just type in the chat and answer our just for fun question for today. Lori, hey, welcome. Glad you're with us. Christine is here. Welcome. I actually grew up on a farm, so I had multiple pets. It was a dairy farm, and but my favorite pet as a child was a horse. So I grew up riding horses. It's a fun way to grow up. All right, let's see who else is with us. Fun. All right. Anybody else want to chime in on the chat, say hello, and answer our just for fun question? Feel free. I'm going to wait just another couple of moments as we wait for a few more people to join us before we get started. Melissa, hey, welcome. Glad you're here. Peter says, family has always had a dog. I had a goldfish, but they only lasted about a week. Oh, poor goldfish. So true. That's too funny. Laura says, cats and dog. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Well, we're looking at the home stretch of this year, 2019. We're almost into mid-October here. And you know, it's really interesting. Somebody made a comment somewhere online that I saw about that it actually happens to be the end of the decade too, which is, people have been so busy, we kind of overlook that, but that's kind of interesting. 2020, it's interesting because it's just a year, I guess, we never thought we'd see, but here we are talking about going into the 20s. All right. Well, while we're waiting for other folks to join us, I would love to get you started with sharing a win. So please type in a capital W in the chat so that I know what it is and share a win, big or small. This time of year, I think things have picked up for a lot of you. I've been seeing some great stuff in the Facebook group chat and would love to hear what's going on that's good in your part of the world. What's going on in your business that you want to celebrate? Let's all join in celebrating with you. Christine says, our record at one time was 3 goldfish, 2 turtles, a bird, a cat, and a dog. Wow, and no, we did not have a partridge in a pear tree. Love it. It's so funny. Depending on how many kids you have, it's amazing how the animals just start to collect. Too funny. Thanks for sharing, Christine. That's great. Leslie says, her win is my first website project for an engineering firm is going well. Excellent. That's awesome. So glad to hear that you've got a project and it's off to a strong start. Lori says, I got new projects from 2 dormant clients. Great. Lori, if you would just type in, was it through Warm Email Prospecting? Did you reconnect with them? Just to let us know so we can all see what worked for you there, how you reconnected with these folks. Eva, hey, welcome. She's sharing a win. She says, I've already met my income goal for the month and I'm talking to a few prospects to grow that out. And that's awesome. Good for you, Eva. Love when we reach a goal like that, an income goal. Isn't it exciting? Yeah, I'm ahead of pace for my full year income goal as well. So it's pretty exciting for me. It's been a terrific year and I love seeing that. I know, and Eva, I think you've been having some tremendous success as well overall, month over month. So congrats. That's really cool. Great win. Christine says, yes, I signed up for the accelerator coaching. Great. That's a great win. Laura says, yes. Laura said she did use the warm email prospecting approach to reactivate those clients, and she used the Are You Still message. Great. Thank you for sharing that. Glad to hear that worked, that it's effective for you. It does, those kinds of things can work really well. So good for you. Yay. Wasn't that easy too? I love it. Absolutely love it. All right. Peter says value statement's almost done. Congrats. That's great. That's a lot. That can be a bit of work. And it takes some thinking and some time. So good for you. And thanks, Eva, for your support there. That's great. Peter says, took more time than I thought. Yeah, isn't that interesting, isn't it, when you actually sit down and try to work through that so that it comes out, your value statement comes out in a way that it feels right, it sounds right, you're comfortable, you're happy with it. It takes some time. I think I've changed mine a couple times over the course of the years, trying to fine-tune and really get it right to where I'm happiest with it. So it takes a little time. Awesome. Awesome. Hey, Karen has joined us. Welcome, Karen. I didn't see you sneak in there. Who else is here? Not sure who else. That's it. All right. Great. If you have any other wins, please share. Love to hear that. Laurie says, I had a compound win because I revived dormant leads and raised my rates simultaneously. Woohoo! That's awesome. That is so awesome. Doesn't it feel great to get to a point where you can raise your rates? It still can be a little uncomfortable to raise your rates, but then to do it and to actually bring on clients, it's just awesome. So stick with that momentum, Laurie, and don't slow down. That's really, really great news to be able to do that and do it comfortably. And so for those of you on the phone and anyone listening to the recording after today, be thinking about, because it's October, now is a good time to be thinking about, have I raised my rates in a while? And if not, what would I like them to be starting January 1st? It's a good thing to be thinking about. And Lori, you could even do it again for January if you wanted to in the first quarter. Just a thought, depending on, not with these same clients, but for everyone else, maybe even, you know, any new clients coming in to your system starting the first of the year. So if you're thinking about that, jot that down as a to-do for you between now and the end of the year. Is what rates do you need to raise? What do you think is fair based on what you've done? Don't be afraid to do that. It's exciting. Really, really exciting. So good for you. Love it. I'm going to move on to the next question for all of you. And I'd love to hear if there's anything that you're implementing in your business, and it might be from the program, the training, or the any of the work that you're, anything that you're going through online here in the training portal, but also anything just in your business that you might be trying a little bit different or new, maybe a slightly different approach, something that would be of value to the other folks on the call and listening in. Maybe there's something that you didn't realize was going to work so well and finding out that it did. And Lori, we already know that your warm email prospecting worked. I'm not sure if that's new for you, but just if there's anything that you've tweaked or you're trying a slightly different approach feel free to share, because it's helpful for everybody to hear about different ways to approach things. Might be something you're planning on doing too. Maybe again, here we are at the, you know, just a little over 2 months from the end of 2019. Is there something you're thinking about implementing between now and the end of the year, maybe with the holidays coming up, different way to approach people, or maybe even for the first of the year, something you're thinking about, or something that you want to tackle. Maybe there's, it's also a time for planning, year-end review and forward planning too. So if there's anything in that area that you're thinking about or you're planning to do for your business, certainly feel free to share that too if there's anything you're implementing. It's amazing. And then next, you know, honestly, after the end of October, November and December just disappear. They just really disappear. All right, Eva, thanks for your chat. She is implementing, she's testing a 9-word email approach. I haven't started yet. I'm in the middle of putting my marketing plan together because there are conversational emails to write as follow-ups, but it will be something I track and share with the group. Awesome. Yes, please do. Thanks. And I know you're very active on email and marketing and things like that, and consistent with it too. So I definitely would love to hear. I know Ed would appreciate that feedback too, how that worked, what did work, what didn't. It's going to be a little bit of like A/B testing, see what's effective and actually get you some feedback, get you some response. Leslie says, I'm taking another look at member firms who belong to the American Council of Engineering Companies. I'm a member and want to maximize my membership. Good for you. Absolutely. If you're a member, you're a paying member, then definitely take advantage of that. See what you can leverage. I would imagine that there's quite a few companies in there that could use your help. So good for you. And keep us posted on that too, Leslie. Let us know how that goes. Yeah, a response of any kind would be nice. That's true. Then you can move forward or focus on getting another client, a new client. Either way is good. Yeah, a response of not interested is okay too. You know, or take me off your list. I don't mind when people say, hey, can you, you know, I want to take me off your list. Okay, good to know. I'll move on. I don't want to pester anybody, so. Great. Standing. Well, we're going to dive right in. I think a couple of other people, let me just take a quick look here. A couple of other folks have joined. Maybe Emma. Oh, Emmy. I'm sorry. Emmy is here. Welcome. And Allison, I think you snuck on while we were talking. So welcome to you both. Glad you're here. We're going to dive into the Q&A portion. What I'd love for you to do is type in a Q, capital Q. And let me know what your question is. Keep it focused and specific. One question per person. We've got a nice group today. I want to make sure and get to everyone who has a question. So don't hesitate to put in a question, and I can always come back around and tell me what you're considering also. It's helpful to know what you've already tried so we can kind of dive right in and get right down to business for you and really tackle the question for you. So anybody who might have a question, I did not see any pre-submitted questions for today, so I don't have anything in particular that that there is to discuss. If there's something that perhaps you'd like to just hear from the other people on the calls, feel free to type in a question that I can pose to everyone. Maybe it's, you know, how other people are handling certain situations. Feel free to put in a question like that. It doesn't have to be specific to your business, but it might just be a curiosity question for you with anything that you might be stuck on or struggling with, or maybe just truly out of curiosity. So feel free to type in a question. Emmy says, I updated the format of my proposals and I'm getting really good. Congratulations. Nice win. Very nice. And thanks for chiming in there. Thanks for sharing that. And while you're thinking about it, in terms of questions, I would love to hear, and feel free to type in the chat, what kind of year end or year starting planning do you do? And if you don't do any, it's okay to say that. What kind would you like to do? What do you think would be most valuable for your business? So type in any kind of planning that you do, and even if it's something simple. Ed has a couple of different things that, and I'm pretty sure, let's take a look here, I'm pretty sure. I'll just double check. I'm not sure he's got something in here, but in the training portal. But I know he's tackled this question before on the blog. So I think it's interesting to go and take a look and see where we're coming up to the end of the year and the change. Emmy, thanks for your question. She says, I need help figuring out how to go about pricing a proposal for a new client. I'm thinking about an initial quote for a small piece of the project to prevent sticker shock. All right, Emmy, I hope I can talk because I'd like to just get a little more background from you. So I'm going to unmute you.
Can you hear me?
Hi there. I can. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm with two small children in the car. So we'll see how this goes.
No problem.
All right. So do you want me to explain the situation?
So sorry, yeah, I was just double checking my volume here. I'd just like to understand a little bit. So it's a new client, I assume, and yep. They don't have any, have they done anything like this before? Any
kind never.
Never. So that's where you're concerned about sticker shock.
Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't give me any kind of like budget that they have for this project or anything like that.
Okay. Do you see this project as something that you could break into pieces?
Yes. So what they want, so it's a gym, like a women's and mother's gym.
Okay.
And they have, it's a franchise business. So this particular owner has 7 different gyms that they own and they're adding an 8th.
Nice.
And they're wanting blog content and a newsletter for each of the gyms every week.
Wow. Would they all be different?
Yeah, so what they're wanting me to do is collaborate with the trainers who are in-house to get tips and tricks and things from them to embed into the blog posts and newsletters. So it's
wow.
kind of a big project.
Yeah, yes it
probably
is.
Probably the biggest project I've ever looked at.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, very big, very big. Well, thanks for the background because I just wanted to make sure I understood what you were dealing with. That's helpful. One thing you might want to consider, and I don't know if you've thought about this, is to do, Ed's a big fan and so am I, of a trial period or mm-hmm. a trial project. So pitch, because what you can do is kind of say, look, you know, because this is new to you, I'm not quite sure what an appropriate price will be. So what I recommend is that we just try it for a month or two. Let's try a 2-month trial period where it allows us to, to get to know each other. And so that I can fully understand what it is that is exactly that you want, because they might not even be articulating what they want that clearly if they've never done it before. And they might look at the first one and go, man, it's not really where we wanted to go. Or maybe they think, wow, that's great. So I give yourself the chance to try it and make sure that you're a good fit for them as well.
Awesome. That sounds
Does that help?
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, because then they won't do the sticker shock. You know, come up with a price that you think is comfortable and say, look, I'll just do 2 or 3, you know, come up with whatever number, set price. I'll do it for this price. I'll talk, and that includes talking to, you know, interviewing 3 trainers and posting so many articles and so many newsletters, you know, come up with the numbers, put a price on that. And then start from there. And then let them know, look, I want to make sure I'm the right resource, that we can work well together, that this makes sense. And then what we'll do is talk about ongoing if we're all satisfied with the result.
Great. And so would you recommend starting out with like a initial flat rate for those or an hourly?
Oh, no, I'd do flat rate for the project.
Flat rate.
The project. So you might even look at, you know, I'll charge you X number of dollars per store. So per gym, you know, so for the first thing, and what those dollars will cover is, you know, one interview or one or two interviews or something, and then, you know, three blog posts, one newsletter, something like that. So come up with a core set of services for each site, price that, and just say, you know, then you'd multiply it out by 7 sites.
Okay.
And maybe they'd even want to try, you know, you want to try 2 sites to start, you know, be open to that too. Say, hey, you want to just try maybe your original, you know, whatever store they opened first to start with that. Maybe they've got the longest history, most likely, something along those lines. So you could be really creative with different ways to make this very palatable for them without blowing them out of the water.
Awesome.
Well, good luck, and definitely let us know how it goes. Keep us posted on Facebook if you have a chance.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Awesome. Great question. Great question. All right, I'll move on. Christine, I'm not sure if this is a question. I've been writing articles for the same magazine for about 4 years and want to raise my rates. They were one of my first clients and have been good to me, but the pay is low. How do I approach them for a raise? Wow. Good question. 4 years is a long time to work with any client without any kind of a raise. So you're long overdue. Long overdue. Christine, I'm going to unmute you because I do have a question for you about this as well. Just again, a little bit of background would be helpful. Hey, Christine, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can. Hello there.
Hi. I have a dog in the background that I'm trying to keep quiet, but yes. I hear him.
Fur babies are human babies. They're all the same, so no worries.
Yeah. Okay.
No worries. So tell me a little bit about this client, because obviously you started off, you know, at a fairly low rate. Have you ever talked about your fee since you first started 4 years ago? Has that ever come up from you or them?
No. It's a local small town magazine. They publish it every other month. They're just starting to go with it online and stuff, but right now it's still just paper copy only, and they have quite a circulation. But I write a lot of articles. I usually have 2, sometimes 3 articles an issue, and often it's the cover article.
Wow.
And okay. Now one of the other writers dropped out, and so they've put me in charge of her column, which is busy living, and it's talking about people in town that are over 60 and yet still very active, and so it's kind of like writing their stories and stuff. But they're still paying me the same amount. They're the ones that quoted it in the beginning, and I've never challenged it. And I get to the point where you know, I've been doing it a long time. It takes a lot of effort. I have to go do interviews. I take all the photos for it. And I guess I enjoy the job. I don't want to lose them as a customer. So I'm a little bit apprehensive to approach them about raising my rate.
Yep. I can understand. Well, it's a good thing to do in person, either on the phone or literally face to face, if that's possible. Is that something you can do? Is have that kind of a conversation in person? Okay, good. Yeah, it sounds like they're very local.
Right.
Because you want to be able to read their body language and facial expressions as you talk about this. But I would say, I would start out by talking about, look, you know, it's been I can't believe it's been 4 years. It occurred to me the other day that it's been 4 years that we've been working together. And I really love writing this, these articles for you. But it's time for me from a business perspective, every year, I typically raise my rates, and it could be, maybe you could say, hey, usually in the fourth quarter or maybe for the first of the year, whatever you feel comfortable saying, but you know, and I haven't approached you, to raise my rates, but I'd like to do that for January 1st of this year. So I'd like to talk about, what that would look like. and then just have some numbers ready saying, you know, for this type of an article, I'd like to raise that, or even say, look, across the board, I'd like to do a 20% increase across the board, or maybe go item by item, whatever you think is going to be more, you know, more acceptable or palatable to them. But, you know, I would say, hey, you know, I've raised my rates for all my other clients over the years and realized I hadn't done that for you folks. And so I'd like to talk about moving forward. I want to continue because I love doing what I'm doing. Here's what I'm thinking. And see how they respond. You know, I mean, this is a real relationship for you. It sounds like it's important. So you want to treat it,
yes,
from the perspective of, I care about this job. I care about what I do for you. And I enjoy it and want to keep doing it. But I'm at a point, especially if they've lost another contributor, that they may or may not, do you know if they were paying that other person as well?
I don't know. I don't know anything about her.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know why she quit either. So
it's, you know, it's one of those things. Is it a risk to talk about this? Yes and no. If they value you, it's not a risk because they're going to look at it. They might look at it and say, oh my gosh, 4 years. Yeah, it is time. You know, hopefully they'll be, yeah, we want to keep you. My goodness. Yeah. Let's work out something that, you know, let's talk about what will work for both of us and make it mutual. This is mutually beneficial. This isn't just for me. It's because I want to, in order for me to continue to put the time and effort in that I have been, I need to make it worth my while. So that I keep my schedule open for your work. And in order to do that, I need to look at raising the rates. Does that sound like Okay. It's something you could spin?
Yeah, that's really good advice. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, good luck. Same thing. Please let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank
you. All right. Awesome. Pricing questions. It's a big part of our business and we are often uncomfortable with. So glad that you guys have come up and are asking these, stepping forward and asking these questions, because everyone on the call, everyone listening to the call, they can relate and have probably struggled with these exact same questions. So thanks for coming forward with them. Next question I see here is from Leslie, and she says, I never discuss referrals with the engineering firm where I'm working on the website. I should have all copy done next week and figure that might be a good time. I also could ask for a recommendation for LinkedIn and my website. I would say that I would really appreciate a recommendation and also wondered if they had ideas for associates I could assist. Other ideas. So Leslie, perfect that you're thinking about these things, because I can tell you, for me personally, my business is built on referrals. And it took me a while to get the coverage up, honestly, and the confidence and the habit. It took me a while to build the habit of saying, of asking for referrals. So it's a really important part of your business. And if they're happy with what you're doing, then you have absolutely every right to ask and talk to them about referrals. And at the timing that you're talking about, I think is a very good time. So finishing up that copy, getting it into them, giving them a chance, and then setting time to talk. I am a big fan of, again, for me and hopefully for all of you as well, you're building relationships. You become kind of part of their team, your client's team. And so you want to treat it with care and respect, that relationship. And so I would recommend having a face-to-face meeting. If you're going to have a face-to-face meeting already because of the web copy, make sure you blend that in and just ask at the end and start talking. You know, I'd use the same kind of approach that I just recommended for Christine. Was I really enjoy working with you. And I want to continue to do so. But I'm interested in knowing, is there anyone else in any colleagues or associates that you think would benefit from what I do? And that same type of an approach is make sure that, you know, this is really important to me. And let them know, part of the way I build my business is on referrals. So I'm always looking for recommendations and wondering if you had any ideas. So don't hesitate to explain, because I just explained that to all of you, that's part of a big part, probably the number one way that I find my clients is through referrals. But they need to understand that. They need to, because their business may or may not be referral based, and it might just be something they need to be reminded of. So I think that's a good way to approach it, but always make sure that, you know, it's in the interest of maintaining the relationship and strengthening it. And I hope that's helpful. And if, feel free, other folks on the call, if you have other ideas for Leslie, feel free to type in the chat and give her some other suggestions. All right, Eva, have you next on the questions in line for questions? And she's got a question here. She says, I've been working with a new client now for about 3 weeks. I've been contracted for 9 articles and they were at a lower rate than my usual. And my defense, it is a prop tech company and I'm using it as a door opener as the upside is huge with this type of industry. They came back with me today with 3 web pages they want written. I told them the web pages are a different fee and quoted my usual, which according to others in the group is still low, but I'm okay with. And I haven't heard back from them. So I'm kind of worried that now I've scared them away and they won't want me to write the pages and possibly not hire me for new articles again. I've just met my income goal because of them. So to me, this would be very sad. My question is, how do I follow up? Do I write them tomorrow again or do I just give this time? Good question, Eva. Just taking a look here because you had another add-on thing as well. My question is, how do I follow up? Do I write them again tomorrow or give this time? So, you know, you could go either way, Eva. You could give it another day or two. I'd be patient, depending on how many days have come in, have gone by since you sent that out. But there's absolutely no reason not to follow up. Especially where I'm not sure if they give you any kind of a timeline for the web pages, how soon they want them done, but this is taking an approach. Again, we tend to get uncomfortable with pricing, and so this is a kind of a common thing about, oh, I think I scared them off. Following up and saying, hey, I'd love to talk again about the web pages. Let me know what your thoughts were about what were your thoughts, and ask an open-ended question. What were your thoughts about the pricing I provided? I'd recommend that you go fairly direct with this because you want to open that door. If that is an issue for them, if they did have a little sticker shock, you want to make sure that you go right for it. Don't tiptoe around that and say, you know, just following up. Wanted to know your thoughts on the pricing I sent you regarding the web pages. You know, ask a very open-ended question about what are your thoughts about the pricing for that project. And they can say, geez, it was way above, or they might say, oh, it was fine, I just got busy. You don't really know what's standing in the way. We're wrapping up year end for everybody. And if they're the kind of an organization that has a lot of budgeting, depending on how big they are, I spoke with a woman just yesterday who she's just between now and the end of the year, at least for the next month or so, she's knee deep in budgets. Everything is budgets and has no time for anything else. So just be mindful of the time of year and that there's probably a lot going on depending on the size of the company and what these folks are responsible for. So don't hesitate to give it maybe an extra day or two, given that they might be dealing with other pressing things because of the time of year. And Eva, I also saw your question here. Why customize? Do they all send the same to the email list? I appreciate your comment. I was thinking the same thing. As a franchisee, I would think they'd want similar messaging across their whole platform. So it'll be interesting to see what. Let me see. Oh. Just see if, not sure if Emmy's still on. All right, just skimming through the chat here, make sure I didn't miss anything. All right. And so Eva had a question for everybody in regards to referrals. And Eva says, I had started a referral program with clients from the beginning. Does anyone else offer a referral program? It has brought in extra work, both with my new clients and the referring client. My program is that once a client refers three paying clients, I give them a 10% credit based on those clients in free work. The work is after all my new paid work, but usually worth anywhere from $100 to $300. Has anyone done something similar? Great question and great idea. Great idea. If you really want to move to the next level with referrals and make it worth their while, tying some dollars to it is a great way to do it. I like that idea a lot. It's just, you know, for every three referrals that you give me that turn into clients for me, I'll give you a credit on your next project or something like that. I think that's a great idea. That really would help them to, that's a real win-win, Eva, that creates a real win-win. And if anyone else has done anything like that, please feel free to comment in the chat. Let's see. So Lori, yours is the next question. I've been working with a client for a year and they're my most consistent client. They pay whatever I ask. However, I think they are so swamped they don't have time to upload all the blog posts I write. I hate to rock the boat, but in my planning thoughts for next year, I'm thinking about offering to put it on the website and provide images and just do more content management for them. Do you think this is a good approach? Just worried about them deciding they just don't need this much content. That was really interesting. Hold on a minute. Lori, I am going to bring you on. Just find you here. I'm going to unmute you. I hope you can talk.
Yes, I can. I have dogs barking in the background too. So I was like, oh no.
No, no, that's okay. That's okay. So they hired you to create the content for the blog posts but they don't have anyone in house to post that for them, or I understand.
Yeah, that's my assumption. They are super busy. It's a smaller marketing agency with not that many employees and apparently a lot of new clients. And so I'm coming up with the ideas. I'm giving them the content. I'm just every week sending them something, sending them my invoice, and they pay it like clockwork. So I just don't want to ruin that whole setup. But at the same time, as I'm planning for next year, I want them to be using the content. When I go out there, they kind of stop posting it. Ooh. I would think they wouldn't pay me if they didn't think it was good content. But I have a feeling that nobody has the time to really manage it. So I thought that could be a value add for the coming year, maybe. But I just don't want them to say, you know, we just don't have the time to manage this and don't want to pay for you to do it. I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of.
So this, great question. And same thing is to think about this in two parts. I would break this into two parts. So again, we're coming up to the end of the year. You've noticed a change. Approach it like a consultant. Put on your consulting hat and ask for a phone call or a sit down if it's somebody local and you can meet face to face to say, you know, here's how the year has gone for me. Here's what I've done for you. Maybe do a little bit of a review. And here's what I'm looking at moving forward. And I noticed that, you know, you stopped posting. And so what I wanted to do, I figured I'd come up with this option of we can A, continue to work the way we have been. Happy to do that. Very much want to. Or B, I could expand what I do to include X, Y, and Z. So give them the option so that you're saying, so that nothing changes. I still want to write for you, but I can also do a little bit more if you need me to. And is that something you'd be interested in? And then they can say, you know what, we're going to stick with option A. Or no, thank you for asking. Oh my gosh, we're drowning here. Yeah, how soon can you start? So it's going to be one or the other. And pricing, you know, is going to obviously come into play. But I would definitely do that with a consulting perspective. Put on your consulting hat and think about what would you want someone to do for you? And give them an option to say yes or no. It's very, very nice to be able to say, you know what, thank you, but let's just stick with, you know, maybe they're getting ready to hire someone. You don't know. And so they don't need that. But always make sure that, hey, this is what it's going to look like moving forward. Going to keep doing it. Or we can expand it out.
Yeah, no, I like that idea of giving them the option to continue as things are or expand on it. I like that a lot. I think that's definitely how I'll
because then nothing. Be able to meet them. Yep. No, that way nothing will change if it doesn't need to, and you could still preserve the relationship if they're happy with you. Is there opportunity for you to do writing for their clients? Any of their or are you writing just for them?
I'm writing just for them at this point. I think that's what they're swamped with is their client work. Broached that subject with them, or I haven't broached it with them, but I'm fine doing the content on their website because that's where they said they had their biggest pain point was that they're a marketing agency, but yet they're not marketing themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I feel that that's kind of a common thing.
Yes.
But I knew they were lacking in that area, so I stepped in and said I could help with that. So, you know, provided they still feel like that's relevant and that would be helpful, I think I can maintain the relationship, especially with that approach that you gave me.
Perfect. Great. Well, good luck with that. And definitely, like I always say, keep us posted. Let us know how it goes or if you need any other support on that as it moves forward.
Sounds good. Thanks for your help.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Susan.
Awesome. Great question. Perfect. So great. Some great information here in the chat. People sharing some ideas. Thank you for that. Christine, I think you probably already dropped off. Sorry, I missed you, but have a great rest of the day. Leslie is the next question that I see here. What would be a fair price for posting? I may offer the same for website updates. The same kind of thing. Leslie, anyone on the line who does this type of work already, would be great if you shared some ranges at least of how you charge, if you're charging, if you're actually posting content for clients as part of your option, how you priced it or how you charge for it would be great. There's a couple people here that I think would benefit from seeing that. Oftentimes it's something I think that most people roll into their overall price. So if it's a blog post, let's say it's a 500 word blog post plus the posting, I'm going to charge X number of dollars for the blog post. Plus if I have to get an image and upload it to a couple different things, maybe I'd put on an upcharge of maybe another $100 on top of that or something along those lines, if I'm already charging comfortably for the blog post itself. So if I'm charging, let's say I'm charging $500 for the blog post, now they want me to actually post it, log in, put it, you know, get it up on their website or maybe social media, a couple different places, maybe that's an extra $100 or $150 upcharge to then extend that out. But that would be for your purposes only. It's not something that I would necessarily share with the client, because we want to be really careful, as always, to not put a price on those things. But something that you think would be fair in terms of what their requirement is. If you're just posting it on their website, what would that look like? That might be less, obviously, than website plus two or three social media platforms. So. And you could always use something like Hootsuite, some type of a tool like that that would post that one article to everything, all their social media, to make it easy for yourself. So there's tools that you can use to make this simpler. But I would definitely do an add-on and just say, you know what, moving forward, you know, my charges will be, and they could probably figure it out if they look, hey, you're normally charging $500 for an article, now you're going to charge $650. All right, so obviously it's $100, $150 more for you to do the whole thing, something like that. And those are just round numbers. I am literally whipping those off the top of my head, so don't take that verbatim. I think you need to look at each one of your clients individually to determine. And always, as you're pricing this, you're thinking about pricing, is think about worst case scenario, and not because you want to be a negative thinker, but think about what's the worst thing that could happen and how much time do I think it could take in terms of what's the longest amount of time that this could take for me to do. Understand too, in the beginning, there might be a bit of a learning curve. If it's software, if it's social media you haven't worked with before or you're not super familiar with, might be a little bit of a learning curve. I wouldn't necessarily charge for that if it's your learning curve, but I would definitely keep in mind what's the worst case scenario. What if it takes me, I thought it was gonna take me 15 minutes, turns out it's taking me more like a half an hour. Is that possible, and what are the reasons for that? So be thinking about what your worst case scenario is and make sure you cover yourself from a dollar perspective so that you're doing that. The other question to be thinking about is to think about strategy. And again, I always encourage, and Ed always encourages us, think about putting on that consultant's hat. Do they have a strategy? You know, it's interesting to me if it's a marketing, agency we were just talking about, do they even have a strategy or a plan for themselves? If they're not implementing it, they might not. Maybe they do have one and they just, again, have no one to get to it. But think about ways that you might be able to make recommendations and add more value that way. So, here's a strategy. Here's what I see other clients in your industry doing, other companies in your industry. Here's how they distribute their content and what they're doing. You know, what's industry best practice for that particular client, and start bringing some of that thinking to them if they're not already doing it. Awesome. All right, just reading some of your chats here. So there's a little bit of discussion going on about pricing and how to charge. And Lori said you're currently charging by the hour. Please do try to merge away from hourly if possible, wherever you can, and get more into a project type of a flat rate for your work. It'll work out better for everyone. Make your life a lot easier. All right. Eva, thanks for sharing. She's talking a little bit about how to write and post for a blog. You write the blog for $250 and post them. I have other packages for social media. I will put those packages in the group. My packages are $250 per article, or $500 for three posts a week plus article posting and management, and then $2,000 for 26 posts, no articles. Thanks for sharing those details, Eva, so that everybody can see what the pricing that you're using. It might be something, depending on the length of the articles. I'm hoping these articles are reasonably short, the ones that you're actually writing. If not, you might consider bumping those prices up a little bit. Great. And Eva, another great suggestion, come up with a writing, posting, management package and your internal price plus 20% and charge that on a retainer. Great suggestion, Eva. Thank you for that. Thank you. Lots of ways to approach this, but giving the client choice is always, giving them options is always the best way to approach it. And you know, here's what it's going to look like moving forward if we continue to work just the way we are. But here's two other options for you to consider if you want me to do this or you want to do, you know, and just have the packages build on each other. So you start off, if we take what I'm doing for you now and add these two services, this is what it'll look like. If we take that, plus these additional services or tasks, here's the price for that. So give them a couple of options where they can think about how to best utilize you. That's always, always the right way to approach any client. And that way they can always default back to, you know what, I'm not gonna make any changes, I just wanna keep using you the way we are and keep going as is. So, you know, there's not a risk in trying to be more helpful. There's not a risk in doing any kind of consulting with your clients. Never a risk. It actually positions you really well. Great questions today. and a lot around pricing. I want to pause just for a moment and ask everybody if you would type in a capital V for valuable and let me know what's been the most valuable in our discussions today so far. Whether it's something you learned from someone else in the chat or anything that we've actually talked about, listening to some of your colleagues talking about explaining their situations, what's been a really good, valuable point of piece of information for you today so far? I think sometimes we could come on these calls and talk about pricing only and talk about it every time because there's just so much to talk about and there's so much to consider. Awesome, Lori, thank you. Lori says what's been valuable for her so far is how to approach conversations with existing clients while preserving the relationship. Great, 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 great. That's always my number one goal, is to preserve the relationship. And so then if I start with that thought in mind as the first thing, then it informs and helps me to figure out the best way to approach that client and any client. So if I want to preserve this relationship, or do I, or don't I? You know, it might be a client you've had for a long time, it's just, you know, can't pay you anymore. Is it still worth having them as a client? But if it is, then how can I approach this in a way that will A, number one, most important thing, preserve the relationship and show them respect and be helpful too. Eva says, thoughts about pricing reminds me I need to start pushing my fees at least a 20% buffer until I get comfortable at the higher level. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Because some of those prices you shared are, you know, again, depending on the length and complexity of the articles that you're writing, I definitely think you could bump those up a bit. So good for you. Melissa says, same thing, how to approach raising prices while keeping a good client relationship. Peter says, what's been valuable for him is a trial run for prospects. I've been trying that already, but nice to have a confirmation it's a good approach. Absolutely. Always, especially for someone brand new. You know, what if they turn out to be someone that maybe doesn't pay? Or takes forever to pay. Not that we've ever had clients like that, but you know, they're out there, and or maybe they're. I don't know about you folks, but I certainly have had clients in my career that were impossible to satisfy. And you get involved with someone like that, and no matter what you do, it's always yeah, but, and nothing's ever quite good enough for them. They can't tell you what they want. Right? They can't really do a good job of describing what they actually want, but you have to just keep throwing stuff against the wall to see and praying that something finally sticks. Those are not great clients to have, right? So doing that trial run for prospects, if it turns out that they're really difficult to satisfy and to please, then that's, you know, it gives you an out at the end of it, at the end of a trial type of a project. Allison says, what's been very valuable, can't speak today, Eva's idea about pricing to Leslie and advice to Emmy about segmenting out a portion of the job as a trial. Absolutely. For anything that we've talked about today is, let's give it a try. Make sure it works. Make sure it works the way we all think it's going to work. It's amazing to me how many times I've had a conversation. And I really work hard to clarify expectations. It's a great way to manage your clients, is to just, you know, in order to make sure we're both on the same page, let's do a couple. And if it's turning out the way we both expected, then let's continue. but oftentimes people just aren't good at articulating what exactly they want. They just have a hard time putting that into words, even verbally, never mind in writing. That's our job, to put things in writing clearly and articulate well, but clients have a hard time. They know what they want, or they think they know what they want, but don't explain it well enough. And then if we deliver something other than what they told us, they're disappointed. Really want to manage that expectation by using that. Let me do two for you, and let's see where that takes us. It's a great way to to, again, preserve the relationship without, you know, without there being hurt feelings, like, you didn't understand me, well, you didn't explain it to me, you don't want to get into a back and forth. This is the way to kind of test the waters and make sure that you're heading in the right direction. Awesome. Well, we still have time. It's just a little before 2. We still have time for more questions, for more discussion, anything that any of you would like to talk about, any other questions that you have, feel free to type in a Q in the chat, capital Q, and let us know what your question is. If there's another discussion point that you'd like to put in the chat as well, feel free to do that. If you're looking for feedback from other folks on the call. And in the meantime, I'm going to jump ahead and ask about your top action item. And it could be something we talked about today, or maybe it's just something you're planning on taking action on in the next 2 weeks or so. Something that you're thinking about, you want to do, something you want to try, anything that you're going to be taking action on. Please type in a capital A in the chat so that I know that you're responding to this question, and let me know what you're going to be focused on in the coming week or two, or maybe even between here and the end of the year. And while you're thinking about that, Peter just came up with another question. Thank you, Peter. This question is, should I continue prospecting on LinkedIn before value statements and website are ready? Peter, I'm hoping that you can talk. I'm going to unmute you here. Hey, Peter.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Hello there.
Hey.
Thanks for the question. So I wanted to ask you, how far off are you, do you think? I mean, is this, are your value statements and website, you know, do you feel that's a month away? Or is it only a week's away? Where do you think you are?
From my initial thought was it would be really quick, but it's taking a bit longer than I thought. But I've had problems with the prospecting to clients because I haven't been able to sort of communicate, the value very well, which is why the value statements have been very helpful to me. But I've put off the continued like prospecting, which is reaching out to former colleagues on LinkedIn. And I've sort of put that off while I've been doing the value statements and website. But I kind of get the feeling I should just push on with that, even though the website's not done.
I think that's a good idea. Mm. And it's interesting because that's what I would have recommended to you, is to contact people that already know you and know, like, and trust, so to speak, you know, former colleagues, people in your network that already know you. And what I would do is maybe try your value statement when you're reaching out to these people. Like, if you're already connected to them on LinkedIn, just send them a message and say, hey, I want to let you know about this new, endeavor, this new business that I've started. You could even look for feedback from people on your value statements. That might be something that would be interesting. Hey, I'd love your response to this. Does this resonate with you? Is this clear? Is it clear what I do? You know, maybe ask for a little bit of feedback from people that you trust, and it might help to shape that for you a little better. And then you can move forward, because if people say, not quite clear what you mean. Okay. So what exactly, does it make sense? So maybe explain in fairly plain language, here's what I'm going to be focusing on, and here's the industry I'm focused on. Does this value statement make sense to you? Knowing the background of who I'm trying to reach, do you think this is impactful?
Okay, yeah, because I do have a few people in mind that probably wouldn't be, probably not directly, they couldn't directly connect me to the people I'm looking to, they're not my prospects, but you know, people who have worked in the same industry and can, give me some suggestions.
Yeah, definitely. Get a new set of eyes, don't hesitate. And I think some people even have posted this in the Facebook group to get feedback on value statements sometimes. So that might be something you could do as well. If you wanted to say, here's two different versions, which one do you like better? Oftentimes people will jump on and say, hey, I like A better than B or something like that. So you might get some good feedback there too.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Thanks. Good luck. All right. So we've got some actions people are taking, going to be taking. Emmy says she's going to send off her proposal. Allison says going to draft one of my web copy, writing a proposal for a trial run. Great. Draft one. And some other action items. Leslie says warm email prospects to members of that group that you're in, that association, and marketing directors on managers on LinkedIn. Great. Eva's working on an overall new marketing plan, including my new 9-word email. Peter, she had a suggestion for you. People love to give their opinion. I agree. Yeah, sending your ideas out for to get feedback. People love, can I have your help? And what do you think about? It's flattering for people, and they're usually pretty willing to give you feedback. And Lucia, I think that's a question that you posted. I just want to back up to that. She says, do most copywriters ask for money up front? I would hesitate not to. I've had so many bad experiences as an independent freelancer not being paid on time or at all. So my answer to that question is yes, absolutely. And I would strongly encourage you to ask for money up front. Most copywriters do. And depending on the size of the project, it might be best to ask for half up front. If it's a really small project, even breaking that into two, if it's possible, break it into two payments so you get half. Or if it's like one article and you're doing a trial run with someone, maybe just ask for the full payment up front. And that's something that is very common. And yes, absolutely, do not leave yourself high and dry that way. I've been in the same situation where I've started out a number of times, didn't get paid, chased and chased and chased, threatened, and didn't end up getting paid at all. Switched to taking those deposits up front, went through a few people that, again, so I only ended up getting paid half for work that I more than did, fully, if not even more so, put even more effort in. So money up front, 100%, yes, please do, to protect yourself. And most people, aren't bad. Most of your clients out there aren't going to do that to you, but they're out there. Again, they'll be there, those folks that either drag their feet forever. I have it in my agreement with my clients that work does not commence until the following criteria are met, that you've signed this agreement and that the first payment is cleared. and then I'll move ahead. So that's just some language that you can include. Work will commence when these things happen. All right.
Thanks for that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Eva had some feedback for you as well. She usually asks for half. And Lucia said you're agonizing on completing your website, but getting it up this week. And don't forget to put it in for review if you'd like. Go to the Facebook group, find the website review thread, and post it there if you'd like to have some feedback on it. And that's for anybody working on revisions of their website. Great. We'll look for that. Terrific. Busy group. So thank you all for being so active and supportive to each other in terms of putting in your thoughts and your suggestions for some of the folks that have had questions today. I am not seeing any more questions, and so I'm probably going to wrap up our call. But I definitely would encourage you, if you, you know, we hang up and you think of a question, feel free to post it in the Facebook group at the Q&A thread. Make sure you look for the Q&A thread if it's something you want Ed or I to address. And thank you all for being here. Thank you for your participation and your generosity in sharing your ideas with everybody else in this group, both here in the calls as well as online on the Facebook group. So thank you, folks. Have a terrific rest of your week, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks on our next call. Take care.